Good evening to everyone, and thank you for joining DTEK team here to discuss our financial and operational results for full year 2012. I am more than glad to present you today our management team, Mr. Maxim Timchenko, our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Yuri Rezhenkov, our Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Vsevolod Staruhin, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Andrew Faworov, who is our Commercial Director, and myself, Alexander Topic, Director for External Affairs. Before we start, I would like to draw your attention that some of the information during this call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements on DTEK's future performance. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to numerous assumptions, risks, and uncertainties. Also, though we do our consolidated financial reporting in Ukrainian hryvnias, for ease of your usage and for convenience of comparison, we will convert some of the key financial indicators during this call to approximate US dollars values using actual central bank exchange rate as of December 2012, which was 7.99 hryvnias per one US dollar. Though I remind you that for official usage and investment decisions, please use only official accounts published by the company. Now I'm happy to pass the call over to our CEO, Mr. Timchenko. Mr. Timchenko, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to take you through some macroeconomic highlights of Ukraine. Ukraine's GDP increased by 0.2% in the 2012 year-on-year against 5.2%. In 2011, deflation rate was 0.2% in the 2012. Prices for industrials increased by 0.3%. Major industries decreased output volumes by average 1.8% against 2011. Coal mining grew by 4.8% and amounted 85.9 million tons in 2012 in Ukraine. Its consumption grew by 6.2% and amounted 61.2 million tons. Power generation grew by 2.2% and amounted 198 billion kilowatt hours in 2012. It was caused mostly by increased export growth by 51.5%, amounted to 9.7 billion kilowatt hours. The exchange rate of hryvnia 2012 was stable enough. Hryvnia depreciated by 0.3% against US dollar and by 2.3% against euro. Average Ukrainian hryvnia exchange rate in December amounted 799.3 Ukrainian hryvnia per 100 US dollars and 1053.7 Ukrainian hryvnia per 100 euro. The tech utilized growth of economy and favorable trading environment as well as continued investment in modernization of its assets, increasing their outputs and efficiency. They continued carrying out of its privatization program by acquiring controlling stakes in power generation companies Zahid Energo, January 2012, Dnipro Energo, March 2012, as well as electricity supply companies Donetsk Oblenergo, January 2012, Dnipro Oblenergo, April 2012, and Krym Energo, May 2012. And the end of first half 2012, we also made our first coal acquisition outside Ukraine by closing a deal with Rostovsky Enterprise Company to buy three mines and coal processing plant. The tech managed to increase further its electricity export volumes that doubled year-on-year basis in 2012 to 9.7 billion kilowatt hours of electricity. Electricity export revenues grew by from 366 million US dollars to 626 million US dollars in 2012, with an increase by 70% year-on-year basis. The tech has demonstrated strong financial performance in 2012. Total revenue and heat tariff compensation for the period increased by more than 100% to 10.3 billion US dollars. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 64.7% to 2.1 billion US dollars. Net profit increased by 68% to 741 million US dollars. Leverage stayed in a comfortable level with net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio at 1.04, which provides business necessary flexibility in delivering strategic objectives to maintain comfortable position in the tight debt market situation. Capital expenditures showed significant year-to-year change, growing from $540 million to $1.3 billion. ATEC launched the first wind turbines of the Ukraine's largest wind farm, Botyevo, 30 wind turbines for the first lot with the installed capacity of 90 megawatts were connected to Ukrainian grid. By 2014, it is planned by the ATEC to complete construction of the first wind farm with a set capacity of about 195 megawatts. Estimated capex for this project is over 300 million euros. Also, we intended to compile the portfolio projects with a nominal capacity of about 2 gigawatts of installed capacity. ATEC approved long-term development strategy until 2030, which determines the key directions of our business development, technologies, and management practices we will use, as well as new ambitious goals we intend to achieve. We will be glad to present it to you in details in May 2013. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Yuri Rezhenkov, who is going to highlight shortly the tech operational results.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to highlight shortly some of the tech operational results. So through the year 2012, we maintained a leading market position in majority of the segments where we operate and have achieved considerable success in all of them. In coal production and processing, DTEC increased its coal production by 65.4% year-on-year of coal production, whereas coal processing and concentrate production doubled in 2012 comparing to 2011 to 31.7 million tons of coal processing and 24.6 million tons of concentrate production, respectively. Growth factors were mainly related to the acquisitions of the new assets in Russia, the three mines and processing plant in July 2012, and the full year consolidation of the assets which were gained through concession agreements at the end of the year 2011. Those are the Dekrovinky anthracite and the Dekserdal anthracite. Also, we had a steady growth in our existing production facilities, DTEC Kalavratugil and DTEC Mine of Smolzenbas. In power generation, the electricity production by DTEC generation companies increased by 56.2% to 51.4 terawatt per hour during 2012. The main driver of the growth was the acquisition of controlling stakes in DTEC Zahid Energo, two combined heating plants at Kiev Energo, Mironovskaya TES at the Donetsk Oblast Energo. Also, the DTEC increased electricity exports, which mainly boosted by production of DTEC's owned Vorshtinskaya thermal power plant and Dobrotvorskaya power plant. In electricity distribution, DTEC companies increased purchases from the wholesale electricity market by close to fourfold to 53.9 terawatt per hour in 2012, and the main driver, as in the other segments, were the acquisitions of the new companies, Kiev Energo in December 2011, Donetsk Oblenergo in January 2012, Dnipro Oblenergo in April 2012, and Krym Energo in May 2012. At the same time, service invest reduced electricity purchases from the wholesale electricity market by 11.4% year-on-year due to the termination of electricity purchases for Steril company and a reduction of electricity consumption by enterprises in the metallurgical industry. The DTEC modernization program continued in 2012 with a number of major projects. In coal mining, the DTEC invested almost 500 million US to modernize and equip coal mines and coal processing plants. The major investment projects were focused on six coal mines. One of the most significant is the new long wall at Abukhovskaya Public Mining Corporation in Russia. Also, DTEC did a full major retrofit of the coal processing plant at Mine Komsomolsk. In power generation, DTEC completed the modernization retrofit at seven power units of its thermal power stations and started the retrofit of next four units. The total cost of these projects in 2012 amounted to 3.2 billion hryvnias, which is about 400 million US dollars. The reconstruction involved upgrading and replacing almost all the power units' equipment, boilers, turbines, generators, transformers, and introduction of digital processing control systems. This is expected to prolong the service life of the power station equipment by at least 15 years, increase installed capacity by about 10%, and expand the flexible operating range of the units. Modernization is essential for securing the reliable operations of Ukraine and Ukraine's entire energy system. Furthermore, the company reduces specific fuel consumption, which has a positive impact on cost of production of kilowatt hour and environmental performance of our thermal power plants. Starting 2012, all retrofits are fitted with electrical precipitators to meet European dust emissions levels of 50 grams per cubic meter. DTEK electricity distribution companies continue to implement investment projects for the technical equipment and construction of new substation, modernization or construction of electricity transmission lines. All in all, the overall investment in electricity grids amounted to approximately 1 billion grids. In export operations of electricity, the export almost doubled year on year to 9.7 terawatt per hour of electricity. And the main growth factors were the continuing electricity supply to Belarus throughout the entire year, increased electricity supplies to EU countries, including Poland, supply to which resumed in October 2011. In coal exports, we saw a decrease of 17.6% to 2.8 million tons of coal in 2012, which was caused mainly by continuing decline in demand from external markets and lower prices for thermal coal outside of Ukraine. Now I would like to hand over to Vsevolod Storyhin, who is going to present the DTEK's key financials of 2012.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 2012 results were very positive. They reflect stable underlying business performance and impact of the consolidation new companies. All key financial metrics showed positive dynamic, posting record levels in the group history, despite soft market and macroeconomic conditions we saw in the second half of the year. Now let me take you through the highlights of the group financial performance. Revenue and heat tariff compensation were up by $5.4 billion, 108% year-on-year, exceeding total amount of $10 billion for the year. Net effect of consolidation, new companies contributed with $5.5 billion to this growth. Power generation posted $3.9 billion, increasing by $2.5 billion year-on-year, which offsets a reduction in the third-party coal sale, which was $1.3 billion, following consolidation Dnipro-Energo and Zahid-Energo. Distribution business grew by $3.2 billion, achieving overall $4.6 billion revenue for the year. Increase was to a large extent driven by consolidation of Dnipro Oblenergo, Donetsk Oblenergo, and Krym Energo. Kyiv Energo, with all its business segments, posted $2 billion revenue. Export revenues grew by 19%, achieving $972 million for the year. 64% of the revenue came from electricity and 36% from the coal exports. Cost of sales were up by $5.1 billion, which is reflecting the business growth. All profitability metrics demonstrated positive dynamic. Revenue growth, along with focus on cost reduction, were key contributors to gross profit increase by $270 million, reaching $1.5 billion for the year. Gross profit margin decreased from 24.3% to 14.2%, reflecting primarily impact of acquisition low margin distribution companies. Share in the group revenue increased from 29 to almost 45% for the distribution companies, as well as low cost efficiency in the newly acquired companies. Gross profit margin is calculated with a reference of the total consolidated revenues, including heat tariff compensation. Consolidated adjusted EBITDA of the group grew by 63% from $1.3 billion to $2.1 billion. Net profit was up by 68%, growing from $441 million to $740 million. Group net operating cash flow increased by 39%, posting posting $1 billion. Changes in the working capital contributed to the cash flow improvement by $280 million, excluding effect of repayment restructured obligations. CapEx showed significant year-on-year increase by $440 million, posting overall $1.3 billion spent for the whole year. 76% of the increase in the CapEx relates to the newly acquired companies, which is approximately $400 million, as well as investments in the Greenfield wind farm in Botiva, which is around $180 million. At the end of the reporting period, group accumulated approximately $670 million of cash and cash equivalents on accounts. Now, let me say a few words about the debt. Group debt profile stayed at healthy level. We finished the year with a net debt to adjusted EBITDA ratio at 1.04. Gross bank and bonds debt stood at $2.6 billion, 83.5% of which is a long term. Average debt maturity was 3.3 years. From currency breakdown, our debt profile was 58% in US dollar. This includes swap ruble-denominated loans to dollars, which we made late 2011 and early 2012, 33% in euro and 9% in hryvnia. As of today, the group have secured over $200 million in available bank credit lines. To summarize, we are very encouraged with the strong 2012 financial results, which reflect not only effects of acquisition, but also a constant focus on operating performance efficiency and cost control. Stable group growth combined with a strong balance sheet provides ZTEC with necessary financial strengths to meet all challenges with confidence. Thank you for your attention. Now I would like to pass a call back to Alexander.
Thank you, gentlemen. I would like to remind all the participants of the call that the press release discussing in bigger details our financial and operational results, as well as our consolidated financial accounts, our presentation, are available in the investor section on our website at www.dtech.com, and the press release on our sustainable development is also available in our press release section. Now we are ready to answer your questions, and we kindly ask all participants to state their company and name and give us some time to prepare an answer for you. So, operator, we are ready to start the Q&A session.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question today via the telephones, please press star 1 in your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. As a reminder, it's star 1 to ask a question. We appear to have no questions coming through on the telephone lines. Please continue.
Do we have any questions on the web?
Actually, we do have one question coming through. Your first question comes from the line of Kay Hope from the Bank of America. Please ask your question.
Hello, and thank you for the call today. I think a lot of us are just quickly looking through the results and listening to the call. It's harder to come up with questions. But one thing I wanted to ask for is new guidance on CapEx spending for this year. I think you mentioned something, but I wasn't quick enough with the pen.
Thank you for your question. Mr. Yuri Ryzhenkov to answer.
Last year's CapEx was 1.3 billion US. This year's planned CapEx is around 1.5 billion US, and we expect the CapEx expenditure to be around that figure in the next few years.
And are there any additional assets expected to come up for privatization this year that you might be interested in bidding on?
Mr. Timchenko will hand over.
So we don't expect to have to be active in participation and privatization this year. We consider all opportunities we can have in Ukraine, but I don't expect that we will be will have such an active position as last year.
Thank you. Any questions? Yes, please.
Can you speak at all about plans for financing some of this CapEx in 2013?
Mr. Starukin will answer.
Our strategy was to finance the CapEx from the operating cash flow, and our objective is actually to stay with this principle for this year as well. However, we recognize that following the acquisitions, which increased the perimeter of the business several times over the last 18 months, we have to also pay attention on the bringing efficiency as quick as possible in these assets and to catch up on the CapEx backlog or underinvestments, which clearly is visible in this company's performance. So for the temporary period of time, like 2012 and 2013, we anticipate a relatively small amount of the CapEx, which remained to be financed still from the external borrowing, but it's you know, like 30%, not more.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions on the line?
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question today, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Talha Obulos from Deutsche Bank. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just had a question in terms of your more long-term funding strategy. We've seen a few other Ukrainian corporates issuing bonds recently, and some have actually taken part in tender liability management exercises. Is that something you would consider doing for your 2015 bond at this stage? Or do you obviously have a lot of cash on balance sheet, so it's not necessarily something you need to do?
Thank you. Mr. Starukhin will answer the question.
Thank you for your call. Actually, as you could see from the cost of our debts, we have been consistently year on year reducing cost of our debt and increasing its maturity because this is actually aligned with our investment strategy in our projects, which have medium long term paybacks. And this year we continue to consider all the opportunities which are provided not only by the bank financing but also the external market financing. So the public debt issuing is also possible, so we might consider it provided that the conditions of these debts would fit our long-term debt strategy.
Okay, great. And could you give me a sort of blended cost of funding that you have at the moment?
We have reduced last year, 2012, to below 8% the cost of external debt to the company.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any more questions on the line?
Your next question comes from the line of Rodney Thomas from Citigroup. Please ask your question.
Hi. Thanks for doing the call. Obviously, 2012 was a very big year in the ramp-up of revenues from power generation and electricity distribution. I think in terms of external sales, they both roughly tripled from 2011. Where are we on that increase? So how much more of an increase should we see in those two revenue sources in 2013?
Sorry, but since we're obliged not to give any financial forecasts, we are not able to answer this question.
Okay. Well, I can't think of another way to ask it.
I can say only that you can analyze what you expect from the growth or change in Ukrainian economy as well as neighboring countries where we're able to supply our products and do your estimates.
Okay. But certainly some of it, what I'm expecting is to still see some increase because you didn't begin consolidating many of the assets. You purchased several assets in 2012, so on a consolidated basis you would reflect, I guess, the whole year of their production. However, there were probably ongoing increases in production and may still be some more increases in production from those very assets in 2013. Maybe that's really my question.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, we consolidated the performance on this from the date of acquisition. So naturally, year on year, you could see some change in the final results.
And as well, the production would be increasing in any case because of the effectiveness of CapEx performed on these assets.
Well, I would say we're going to be more focused on the effectiveness of the production rather than the increase in the output, considering the market environment at the moment. I think it's more important to have the lowest cost of production rather than the volumes.
Okay.
So the majority of the capex are related to the operational efficiency and the cost of production rather than the volumes.
Very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions on the line?
Thank you. Your next question comes in line of Tala Bulos from Deutsche Bank. Please ask your question.
I just had another follow-up question. Do you have expectations for tariff increases this year for 2013? I realize that last year households increased a little bit. Do you see that continuing into this year and going forward? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Mr. Favorov will answer the question.
Hi there. Thank you for the question. I'll attempt to answer this. As you're aware, the current retail tariffs are some of the lowest in the world. However, the decision to increase or decrease or change the retail tariffs are purely at the discretion of the national regulator. Currently, we are following closely the decision-making process of the regulator, but at this time, we don't have any concrete view as to the future developments of the tariff policy for the residential consumers in Ukraine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any more questions on the line?
Thank you. At this time, we appear to have no further questions, but just as a reminder to everyone, it's star one to ask a question. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue, sir.
Since we see no further questions on the web, I suppose we can conclude that we have answered all interesting questions. And of course, as usually, if you come to any follow-up questions after this call, you are most welcome to contact our IR office for further assistance. And thank you all for joining us today on our financial call. The record of the call will be available on our website at www.dtech.com. And have a happy evening. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.